It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. The number to call in.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
I want to hear from ladies and I guess the dudes too this morning. A newlywed is upset because she feels like her husband withheld something.
This is a little bit of an adult conversation.
Yeah, definitely probably 18 plus. If younger than that, if you don't feel comfortable, turn down the radio a little bit and we'll get right back to you. But a newlywed said her husband wanted her to wait until marriage to flip pancakes, reveal that she feels like he's been deceiving her after discovering that he has a micro wiener.
A pepper instead of an eggplant emoji?
Well, I think it's shorter than a pepper.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of what's short. But they say she found this out on her honeymoon. She explained online, which is a great place to share these details, that her husband wouldn't take her up on her advances, claiming he was old-fashioned like that. She said, "We get close to fooling around a couple of times, but it never went that far. I tried, but he always stopped it after we were getting really, you know, pretty far along." She said that she found out during the honeymoon the reason why he wanted to wait. She says it's only about an inch and a quarter long.
Ooh.
So 1.25 inches. Now she wants to know if she has a right to be angry. She said, "I honestly just acted like nothing was out of the ordinary when I finally saw it and went to town with him, but I kind of feel lied to, or as if he intentionally withheld that from me." Okay, I don't know if there's much motion in the ocean theory there, but I don't know. Ladies, what do you think right there? Is this guy giving you, a bad taste in your mouth? You're feeling upset about this because of the fact that he withheld that? I mean, do you have to say, "Hey, by the way, this is what I've got"?
I think if you've got something abnormal down there, you absolutely should be telling someone, especially before you get married.
Why?
Because it'd be weird. Like, what if a girl had an extra long thing or something like that going on? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
But why does it matter,
think about
though?
You roast love, beef sandwiches.
You
Let's
love
say there's
them.
A roast beef sandwich situation, but it is way abnormal. You don't think that she should be telling him beforehand?
What? Why? Does that mean you love somebody less because they've got the meats? Like, I don't understand.
Yeah, what if they have, like, a disability or something? You know, it's just, maybe it is a disability. Like, I feel like you should still love someone
wait,
the same.
I don't wait, know. A disability is right with bad.
If it's a disability, can I get a handicap sticker?
Yeah, it's
I
not
need
a disability.
One.
It's not a disability.
No.
It's an abnormality.
Okay, sorry. You're right. I didn't mean that.
An abnormality, you don't think that you should disclose that to someone?
No, why does that matter?
Because
I mean,
obviously,
I don't think it does. If someone had an abnormality and they told their significant other, and their significant other was like, "That's a deal breaker for me. I'm going to break up." You're better off without them.
I'm glad.
Screw them. There's going to be another thing that comes up that
literally.
Yeah.
I feel
well,
like
it sounds
this,
like they can't.
This lady, I feel like, doesn't she ever see her man in the shower or something? Like, it's good to be abstinent, but like, come on.
But something like that, it's not just looks. It's performance-wise and.
Well,
physically, it's going to feel different.
Things,
it's going to hinder things.
There's other things
be able
you
to
can
have
do.
Kids?
Well, I'm sure there's medical ways that they can get it to where it needs to go if he can't do it himself. But
I'm sure you can still have kids.
I don't know. We did that one story about the two crocodiles, two alligators who have been mating for 40 years and they couldn't get pregnant because the crocodile thing couldn't get there.
Aww.
So that's a CST in a while, crocodile. Let's talk to Chris. I want to hear from a guy's perspective. Hey, Chris, what's up, dude?
What's going on, guys? Good morning.
What did you want
to
say?
I kind of wanted to give a guy's perspective on this, and I am actually on her side, believe it or not. You know, I mean, guys can be self-conscious. That is one of the biggest things to be self-conscious about, because from a young age, you know, we're taught many things, and masculinity is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that he was very self-conscious about it. I'm sure that he, you know, didn't want or maybe didn't know how to talk to his partner about that. On the other hand, that's his problem. You know, he needs to work on his communication skills. And when you're with somebody and you're that far along in a relationship, that is a huge, huge thing
right.
to keep as a secret. And
that's what I
she
think.
Has every right to be mad. You know, she has every, you know, every right to feel like she's been deceived and, you know, the secret's been kept. And, you know, he really should have revealed this beforehand. My current fiance has had a boyfriend like this in the past, and it was a big deal to her, and it was a problem, and they tried to work through it together. But at least he was honest about it. You know what I mean?
All right. Hey, thank you, Chris. We appreciate that. Are you representing then fellow micro men then, or are you like?
No, I'm on the other side of the table.
Okay. Yeah, hey, well,
why don't you
share there, bro? Why do you got to hog it all? Let's talk to Lauren. She's on the Joe and Alex show. Lauren, from a lady's perspective, what do you think?
I think that it's definitely wrong for him to have hidden it from her. I mean, you can't trick someone into marrying you with a secret like that.
Well, how do you say he tricked her? I don't understand how he tricked her.
Well, I mean, I think maybe the whole reason he wanted to be abstinent was so that he could find somebody that wanted to marry him and then unveil that later.
So is that like a deal breaker, Lauren? Like, are you married?
I'm not married, and it's not necessarily a deal breaker for me, but it's definitely something I would want to know beforehand. I think being lied to and then finding out would be a deal breaker.
Well, my question is, why do you want to know then if it's not a deal breaker? Like, why does it matter if you know, if it's not going to be a deal breaker?
I guess it depends on every person. Like, it might, I mean, hopefully if you're marrying somebody that you definitely want to marry them regardless, but for everybody that might not be true, and then you've just gotten yourself into an unhappy marriage right off the bat.
Do you think that she needs to say something to him, or she just has to work this out within her own self?
I think she definitely needs to say something if she's unhappy about it. I mean, I probably would have done the same thing and just acted like it was totally normal in the moment. But if she's going to be unhappy, that they should definitely have the conversation.
Okay. I mean, that's a tough one.
I just think that once you're getting married to someone or you're engaged to someone, there should be 1,000% transparency about everything. And he was not 1,000% transparent. And that's how I would feel lied to or like betrayed.
Okay, Alex, let me ask something personal with you and the Egyptian. You're abstinent. Obviously, you're with the Egyptian. You obviously have not had sex. So what if you find out one day that, you know, he's got the little micro?
Trust me, I'm not worried about that. I've had to sit on his lap before.